Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. In Italy, so what about the, so we already talked about the different supportings of the men's and women's team. Are there also in Italy, so which is very known as a water polo country, at least in Europe, with some of the best club teams for men and for women, are there also so many differences between the supportings of women and men?
For sure. I think the first thing you think about it, how was the Champions League final, the streaming of the women's final and the men's final. Mm-hmm. We didn't see the Champions League final. The streaming stopped, it froze at the very end, the critical part of the game where San Andreas scored a goal and they won, I don't know, but we couldn't see it very well. And the Champions League, man, it was something so professional, cameras, angles from everywhere. Mm-hmm. So then you just by this, you realize the investment of the women's and the men's, they're really different. But the problem is that they never even tried. So how can you say that the women's do not give back the same as the men?
Yeah, so it's also then not able to get the same coverage in terms of viewers or number of streams or number of visitors as you have maybe then for the men. Yeah, so when you have these kind of PR and marketing activities, as you said, and this is such a big gap between woman and men, there's no way to grow for the women's water polo then.
Yeah, and also the price, like it's something insane. I don't remember how much exactly, but it was something that it was shocking. I think like the third place from the LAN Cup would get so much more than the women's in Champions League first place. It was something incredible. So how, like...
So, and also these people are making these kind of decisions. In most of the cases, or some of the cases, persons are really coming from the water polo community or area, so they should even know it better.
Yeah.
So, and this is the reason because why I don't understand these kind of big gaps. So maybe that's okay that we have a gap, but it shouldn't.
But exactly, so I understand that asking for equality, it's something really hard. But it's not like it's not that we even ask for that. Like we are asking for, like at least something, like at least something. I think because it can be this huge of a gap, like. Of, it's okay to have a gap. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if it's okay. But it's understandable that there is a gap, but it cannot be that huge.
So this is, as I mentioned before, this is really at the moment in each of these countries and also in tournaments that still the case. Hopefully they will see these kind of gaps and discussions going around and that this is really a problem. So maybe they understand it somewhere in the future. So you play right now in Rome, right? Correct?
Yeah.
What are the next plans then for you and your club? Is it really a close competition or is it only two or three teams out of 8 or 10?
I think last year it was closer than the years before that I played. We had like 5-6 teams that sometimes like we would win to like a team in the fifth play. It was kind of crazy. Like everybody would win and lose against each other.
which makes it interesting.
Yes, exactly. And right now, this year, I'm not there because of my shoulder surgery. So I will recover here and then probably be back by the end of November, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But we got 4 new players. And I saw that the other teams also got some reinforcements. And I think this year is going to be much more competitive than it already was like last year.
Okay. Yeah. So which makes it also a little bit more, competitive, which is also a benefit for each of you. Yeah. So each player and also each club. Yeah. So to make the enhancement of in the personal development and also of the team.
Yes.
I think it's at least the better situation to be competitive.
Yeah, it's better for everyone. I mean, also for the viewers. So like we need the viewers to improve. And also like, I don't think anyone wants to see like a very 20 goals to 2 game. They want to see like the fight, the thrill. So I think that also helps to grow the sport and like it helps it grow it in the sport itself, but it also helps it grow outside of the of our world.
To make the audience a little bit bigger than today.
Yes, yes.
So at the moment we have hopefully a lot of girls and young athletes and young people starting water polo, standing really at the very beginning of their water polo career. With your view to your career in the past, what are your suggestions or recommendations, hints and tips for these young people starting their career? Should they have in mind based on your experiences?
I think resilience is really important because it doesn't matter what level you are. You can be the beginning of your career or at the top level, there will be ups and downs. It's normal in every athlete's life. And I think also one thing I think that it's so nice that water polo gives back to me is the experience, the life experience, like the people I get to know, the places I get to travel, and it's all because of water polo. So water polo can take you far in life, not only in sport. You'll get to travel with your team and know places. I have friends from all over the world since I was 15. So it's something for your life. I think, that's a good thing to show these young girls that what you can get from water polo as well. So maybe they see us going to the Olympics, seeing us going to championships, and that was me once. I was like, oh my god, I want to see, I want to be like them.
Yeah. So, and when you do not have the chance to see these kind of games, yeah. So, and then we are again in the marketing area nothing is viewable or reachable. Then you are not really able to see somebody, and then you can not say, okay, I would like to play or be like these or that player in the future somewhere. And that's I hope that, also water polo is not only a men's sport.
Yeah, and, oh my God, what was I going to say?
It comes back.
We have all the resources to do it because back at the time, it was hard to get a live streaming on YouTube or something, and now it's something easy. You just need a phone and then you can do a live stream. But for example, the semifinal of the Italian championship, it was not live stream. Like how can a championship of that level be not live streamed for the world?
Sometimes it's strange.
Yeah, like it's just a little bit of effort to make the sport grow, because I remember also it was when I was younger, when I was like 15, 16, 17, it was really hard to get a live stream or to see other players. I knew I had my idols from playing against them, not from watching them as much in TV or something. So.
Yeah, so today it's much more easier, as you said.
Yeah.
So back in the days, there was only the normal TV, and water polo is not really one of the popular sports. Then you do not have any chance to see that, at least maybe when there's Olympics or World Championship, and then you have to be the lucky one with a team coming from a country who's able to be qualified.
Yeah.
So it's not so easy. So when you're going to Italy or France or Spain, for example, and going across the beach, in each beach bar, it's water polo in the TV. So this is not the case in Germany, for example. it's much more easier and accessible, to come in touch with the water polo in other countries. That's maybe also based on the nature of the area. Yeah. So it's a little bit more nice to play water polo somewhere on the beach, on the sea, in a pool in Italy or in Spain, as in Germany, Norway. I don't know. It's a little bit more attractive. So you already mentioned that you will be staying in at home in Brazil regarding with the shoulder thing,
yes,
and coming back to Europe then in end of the year.
Yes.
I have at the end of our talk today some questions for you. So which are 5 questions. It's called quick fire round. So quick fire. I give you a little bit more time than a quick fire. So we have 5 questions. So it's maybe not the big deal for you at the end. So first one is the favorite pre-game snack or ritual.
Snickers.
Why not? Yeah. So it's
all my friends know that I'm always eating a little chocolate. They're like, "Oh my god, I hate you! Why are you eating chocolate?" I was like,
"Yeah." So regarding the sugar, also for the game, upcoming game. So why not?
I think it's better after the game. I don't know exactly, but I don't know. I just need it. It's my comfort thing as well.
It gives you maybe a better feeling before the game. Why not?
Yeah, chocolate is so good. It's just like, just like, okay.
Give me a piece of chocolate and we can start the game.
Yeah. Sometimes my friend, they would look at me and I would be like hiding that I was eating chocolate. So they would judge me. They're like, "Oh my God, why do you do
that?" Yeah, so maybe then this might have other reasons for the other guys. So second one is the most memorable goal of your career so far. So maybe then the one you already mentioned in the last second of the Olympic Games, but maybe there are also some more.
I think, oh my God, it's hard, this question. I think that one was one of the most memorable goals, and I think there was also one when I was in America that I was playing against USC. That is one of the top colleges in the US, and they were like top 2, top 3 at the time. And then in America, they don't have shootouts. So if you tie, you go to overtime. And then if you still tie, you go to golden goal. And then I played 8 quarters. And the last goal, it was something like a mess, a confusion, because it was a counterattack from the center and the goalie went out and everybody was there. And then my center, she threw the ball and then the ball was stopped in the line, so it didn't went in. And then I came swimming like around the mess and just no one saw me. And then I just tapped in the ball like a touchdown. And then we beat the USC at home. At their home, so we were there. So it was crazy beating such a great team at their home, and after eight quarters. So like it was really
So these kind of situations, maybe it's only possible in the US.
Exactly, and I don't. Right now, I think like, how did I do it? How did I play eight quarters?
Yeah, so maybe then I'm happy with the rules in Germany. In
Europe, my God, yes.
So that you do not have.
I'm also really happy.
Overtime, golden goal, and whatever. So there are crazy ideas in the past.
Yes, because also there they play just like sometimes they put three games in one day, something crazy that I don't.
No, no.
When I think about it, I'm like, I was actually really young to be doing this kind of thing.
Perfect. So if not water polo, what other sport would you do?
I played handball for what I actually started playing water polo and I didn't like it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hate it. So but my parents, they said, no, you have to practice one sport. Swimming was mandatory, so I had to swim. Mm-hmm. Also because I have asthma, so it was better to get better. And now it was mandatory. And then I had to choose one sport. So I tried volleyball, I tried judo, but at the end I enjoyed playing handball and I stayed there for 1 year. And then I decided to go back to water polo again. It was... Mm-hmm. It was already my fate to play water polo, but it also helped me with the shooting. I was basically doing water polo separated. I was doing handball and swimming, so like the shooting part, but and the water part divided. So okay. It was a good thing because it made me improve my shot.
Yeah. So which is at the end then also a good. Good thing, a short period of time with the handball area.
Yeah. So I think I would play handball or
perfect
maybe swimming.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm more of the handball.
Okay, swimming. Good. We say with handball. Good. The favorite teammate you ever played with?
Oh my God, that's a hard one.
No one of them. No one is complaining hearing the podcast then at the end. I will not show my friends. To say two or three.
I think right now, for sure, I will talk about right now, the center, Agnese Cocchieri from the national team and from my team. We get along really well in the water. We have a good feeling with each other. But I also had a really good feeling with Chiara Tabani that was on the Italian national team as well. We also had a feeling that we knew when to pass the ball, when one was open, when one was not, how I was going to pass her the ball. And then she knew I was going to pass her the ball at the post. So, I think... that more recently both of them.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I do not think somebody else will complain then at the end. So
no, there's two. Like I love all my friends. It's amazing. I just had to choose two. I'm sorry.
So last one. Then you have done it. One thing you always pack when traveling to tournaments.
One thing I always want?
Pack one thing you have with you on your tournaments.
Chocolate.
The Snickers.
But I usually always have some chocolate there.
Yes, which is also a reasonable answer. So it's
but
absolutely makes sense.
Yeah, but I think also chocolate. I would say chocolate. I can probably forget my headphones, but the chocolate I won't forget it.
Okay. Yeah. So in most of the cases, it would be the different.
That's an amazing example for the young athlete. Don't be like this. Don't eat chocolate.
Maybe then we have to add also some advice, as you said. Yeah. So have each time a little bit chocolate.
Yeah. Go. You have to go with your nutritionist and know what's best for you. Each person has its own restrictions and everything. That's mine. Don't be like.
Yeah, so they have to find
maybe it works for me, but it doesn't work for you, so
I think chocolate works maybe for most of the people.
I think that's
so the amount of chocolate is okay. Is a problem sometimes. Yeah?
Yes,
so
exactly.
Snickers before
little,
the game.
Just a little bar.
it's not a problem. Perfect. So we are at the end of the podcast. I want to say thank you to taking your time again. I wish you all the best with the shoulder and come back to Europe in November or end of this year. So with a healthy shoulder again.
Thank you so much.
Also all the best for your next step then, next games, next tournaments, and also with your goals for the national team. I hope you succeed all your goals.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation. It was really nice being here. It was really nice to have the opportunity to talk about women's water polo. So thank you so much once again.
You're welcome. So as mentioned, so you have to make this again maybe then.
Yeah, for sure I would.
Perfect. So again, thanks, and talk to you soon, and have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.